This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
What is the No Spin News all about?
You know that this is a fact-based analysis news program. You know that. We avoid speculation. We don't do conspiracies here. We don't do party politics here. We're not nonpartisan. That's wrong. Not that. Okay, we are advocates for a stronger America and a more just society. We don't believe in communism. We don't believe in socialism. We don't believe in nihilism. We don't believe in the progressive woke culture. We think it is un-American. We don't support that. So you should know what we are, and it would then crystallize what we do.
Listen to the No Spin News. Subscribe to Bill O'Reilly's podcast feed wherever podcasts are available.
Welcome to Politics by Faith. We are going to present to you here our latest TV special, which is about Apple Vision Pro and virtual reality and what is next. So I'm vehemently, passionately against it. Extremely so, right? Like, I'm an extremist, and I accept that. We had three guests on our special, and the one we're going to put here after my monologue agrees with me that this is a problem. We're going to do another podcast episode with two men who are like, it's no big deal. It'll help with jobs. And I disagree with them, but we still want to present them to you. And you can decide when, decide if you're going to put these things on your face or not. So here's our opening monologue and then our first guest. America's the greatest country in the world. Welcome to our special Politics by Faith, God versus Technology. This is the beginning of the end, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, politics are a problem, no question. But I get this sense that the circus of politics is going on over here, and we can focus on it for a while, and they're like, that's good. But meanwhile, over here, we have the downfall of society. And I kind of think we need to fix this, like the downfall part, if we ever want to make any sort of a dent over there in the politics part. So what is this thing over here? Well, that's the battle for reality. What is real? We have a tough time answering these simple questions these days. What is a woman? What is truth? The left says there's no such thing. And now there's a new technology out there that makes this all the more confusing. Apple Vision. What is the big deal about Apple Vision Pro? Now, here's an interesting first point. A lot of people, I brought this up a lot on my radio show, and I've got a couple emails. People are like, so I don't even hear anyone talking about this. Like, why are you talking about it? Who cares? What's the big deal? Now, why are you doing a whole TV special on these things? What's the problem? Yeah. Here's the thing. We are at this very beginning phase of Apple Vision Pro. This is the Today Show back in 1994.
Back now at 56 past, I wasn't prepared to translate that. As I was doing that little tease.
Oh, that's
that
right.
Little mark with the A and then the ring around it.
At.
See, that's what I said.
Mm-hmm.
Katie said she thought it was about.
Yeah. Oh.
But I'd never heard
or
it.
Around.
I'd never heard it said. I'd always seen
around.
The mark, but never heard it said. And then it sounded stupid when I said it. Violence at NBC.
Yeah, well, I heard it around or about in the lunchroom the other
See?
Week.
There it is. Violence at NBC, GE.com. I mean.
Well, Allison should know.
What
do you
is
say
internet
about
anyway?
Internet is that massive computer
right.
network, mm-hmm. the one that's becoming really big now.
What do you mean that's big? How does one, what do you write to it, like mail?
No, a lot of people use it and communicate. I guess they can communicate with NBC writers and producers. Allison?
Okay, so that's where we are right now with Apple Vision Pro. We're like, what is augmented reality? Apple Vision Pro is Apple's first go at virtual and augmented reality headsets. So you put these headsets on, and it looks like you're watching a 100-foot IMAX video screen. And it'll teleport you anywhere, not physically, but you'll feel like it. It'll really trick your brain into thinking you're there, right? If you, in virtual reality, if you're walking off a cliff or near the edge of a cliff, your body will have a physical reaction as if you're actually walking to the edge of a cliff, even though you're just in your living room and you know you're in your living room, but all of a sudden it's like you're walking off the edge of the Grand Canyon. People who have worn these virtual reality goggles, the Apple version, they say it's not even close. It's the greatest technology they've ever experienced in their entire life. There's nothing like it. You've never experienced a technological leap in your life like this before. Vanity Fair, they did a great article on these headsets. I think the cover says Moonshot, I think is the cover. They said this Apple Vision Pro is as far from a virtual reality headset as a kid's Schwinn bicycle is from a Gulfstream G800 private jet. Right? Like, this is totally different than any even pretend version of virtual reality that we've had at this point. And this is just the very beginning of it, and that's my concern. Look how addicted we already are to our phones. Now imagine these Apple Vision Pro, and because I know you laugh at these, but, oh, you're like, Slater, they're big and bulky and heavy and I'll never wear them. Yeah. This is just the first go at it, right? They will only become smaller and lighter, just like everything that you've seen technology-wise in your life, and they'll only become more affordable. And pretty soon they'll just be like regular glasses and we'll all be living in the metaverse and not in real life.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
So, all right, Slater, what's the problem? Let me give you one example. Just one. Now, this is not a real thing yet, but it will be like very, very soon. So guys, we have the video of a girl, in this case, it's a girl wearing them, looking at her boyfriend, and she can swipe faces to different celebrity faces. Now he looks like Leonardo DiCaprio, right? Now, most likely this will be used by the guy switching out his girlfriend's face, but whatever, you get it. And here's what's tricky about it. I'll show something like this, and people will say, yes, Slater, that sounds awesome. My wife can look like Scarlett Johansson and she can see me as Brad Pitt and it makes both of us happy. So what's the problem? What do you care? Get off your high horse. I don't know how to best answer that, to be honest. If your greatest goal is to maximize happiness, then sure, I guess this is great for you. Your girlfriend can look like Taylor Swift. But if you have a value system that prioritizes reality, then this is without question the most destructive thing that's ever been invented. Because that's never been possible before. I mean, like beer goggles were the closest. That app should actually be called beer goggles. This app right here, this is the beer goggles app. Everyone's beautiful. Another issue kind of is that it makes everything else seem ancient, right? So this Vanity Fair writer, after trying on the Apple goggles for Apple Vision Pro, for a while, then went to a coffee shop and opened up his laptop, and he said it felt like a relic from a Soviet Union power plant. That's one concern. I guess my bigger concern is that you'll be so bombarded, so inundated with hyper-realistic sensations that nothing will be good anymore. Like walking through the woods the real woods and seeing a real bird won't do it for you anymore, because in the metaverse you can it's like hypersensorial, and it'll get to the point where we just can't live without these things, and all of our society will be built around them, and we'll just be massively addicted like we already are with our phones, but this will be a million times worse. There's one Silicon Valley tech investor, he said, I'm sure this technology is terrific. I still think and hope it fails. He said, Apple feels more and more like a tech fentanyl dealer that poses as a rehab provider. That's it. But remember, all these tech guys, they don't let their kids use iPads. Steve Jobs didn't let his own kids use the iPad. We already know that we're slaves to our phones, and we already know the effect of social media. We've seen this movie before. We know how it ends. I feel like we finally decided that these phones are really unhealthy for us. And then we're like, well, let's just strap them in front of our face. We'll be fine. At least we'll have both of our hands out. So we'll go from this walking down the street to this. And like, that's like a huge improvement. And we're like flies to anything new and shiny. That's it. That's like our great priority, like convenience and novelty. Those are our values in America. Convenience and novelty. And Apple's those things, this Apple Vision Pro is no question. But as Shakespeare said, all that glitters is not gold. That was Shakespeare and Smash Mouth. All that glitters is not gold. It looks all nice and shiny, but in reality, we're all gonna look like this. Look at these guys eating lunch together. Like, and the reality is like, we're not that far from this. They look a little bit more ridiculous, but if you go back, like if you took someone from like the 50s and showed them videos of us with our phones eating lunch with people, they'd think we look just like that. You know, everyone knows you should look someone else in the eyes when they're talking to you, but now we don't even have eyes to look into. And I believe this technology is gonna be crippling to kids as well. They'll never connect anything real. Just literally last week, my kids and I, we've made a bigger push to look each other in the eye, make eye contact when you're talking to them. You live in the metaverse, you'll never have to look another human being in the eye again. Listen, of course there are some good things. There's some good uses, like all technology has, but everything has a cost. I just want us to focus on the cost. I don't think we don't analyze at all. We just like, oh, it's new, let's do it. Thomas Jefferson talked about how horses were bad because now people don't have to walk anymore. Check out this quote. He said, walking is, I think it was a letter to his nephew. He said, walking is the best possible exercise. Habituate yourself to walk very far. The Europeans value themselves on having subdued the horse to the uses of man. But I doubt whether we have not lost more than we have gained by the use of the animal. No one has occasioned so much the degeneracy of the human body. An Indian goes on foot nearly as far in a day for a long journey as an enfeebled white man does on his horse, and he will tire the best horses. So it's like, what, Thomas, you don't want people to walk? And he's like, or you don't want people to use a horse? And he's like, yeah, well, there's a cost. There's a cost to everything. And he's right. I look forward to bringing that quote up with our guests to see how they'd answer that. Let me leave you with one more thing before we get to those guests. This is the latest. This is the latest from OpenAI. It's called text to video. They call it Sora. So all you do is you type in a prompt and it makes video. So this is the prompt, historical footage of California during the gold rush. And AI just made that up. That's not real. That's a fake video. And made by text. Someone just typed in a sentence. All right, here's another one. A cat waking up its sleeping owner demanding breakfast. An AI, you see how like the comforter was like a little weird there. It's like it was like a little glitchy. But like the AI just made that up. Just with a one sentence prompt. Here's another one. The close-up shot of a chameleon showing its striking color changing capabilities. That's an AI chameleon that AI just made with us one sentence prompt. I'll give you one more. Drone camera circles around a beautiful historic church on the Amalfi Coast. That's made up. That's not real. That video right there is not real. This technology is scary good, and it's only going to increase exponentially from here. I don't trust human nature. I don't trust our Silicon Valley overlords. I don't trust the government. I don't trust myself. I'm out. I'm never going to put one of these things on my face because I know how addictive it will be. And maybe not this version, but it's only going to get better, and it's only getting more addictive from here. We got a wonderful guest coming up next. We'll talk about this, how it applies to warfare. We'll talk how it affects the economy and how the people who are doing this, who are pushing this, they think they're God. It's all coming up right here on The First. podcast is brought to you by Patriot Gold Group. Listen, the economy is still really sticky, and I don't know how they're going to manipulate it for the election coming up. Like, what's the Fed going to do? Like, we don't even know. I'll tell you, JP Morgan and UBS are looking at a 23% drop in the S&P 500. That's what they're predicting. The recession indicator is worse than it's been in 40 years. So I don't think it's going to go great. And if Trump wins, I think there'll be sabotage of the economy. I don't know. I bought gold. That's all I can tell you. Call the wonderful Americans at Patriot Gold Group before it's too late. And you'll always get best-in-class service from the great patriots of Patriot Gold Group. They also have a no-fee-for-life IRA, where your IRA or 401k can be in physical gold and silver. And you may be eligible for a no-fee-for-life IRA on qualifying rollovers. You can do that or just buy gold. 1-888, like physically own it in your hands. 1-888-617-6122 to get your free investor's guide. 888-617-6122. Consumer Affairs top-rated gold IRA dealer 7 years in a row. How about that? 888-617-6122, patriotgoldgroup.com.
It has the potential, however small one may regard that probability, but it is non-trivial. It has the potential of civilizational destruction.
You know, whatever. Has the potential. The great Joe Allen is here. You see his book behind him, Dark Aeon, Transhumanism, the War Against Humanity. Joe, how you doing, sir?
Just fine, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing really good. This special is specifically about Apple Vision Pro, but it's about much more than that. But briefly, give us your take on the Apple Vision Pro.
You know, the most interesting thing about it is the kind of hype around it. It in many ways is more sleek and sophisticated than Meta's technology, if only because of the interface. It looks a lot better. So the question is whether that will be the inflection point that, you know, you'll see widespread adoption of augmented reality, of virtual reality. You know, Meta's metaverse really didn't take off as even I had assumed it would at the time. So, you know, the real danger to all of this is obvious to most people. If you have a technology that allows people to sink into a digital world in a completely immersive way, if you have, you know, what they call the kind of simulation in the brain of the sensory world being replaced by a digital one, then you have a populace that is at the best deluded and at the worst become kind of hosts for an algorithmic parasite. So I don't really think that Apple Vision Pro will be that inflection point of widespread adoption. I think we're probably a year or two away from that at least. But at the very, you know, I do think it's important because it does show the continuation of that quest to, you know, basically immerse humanity in the digital world, that fusion of the physical, digital, and biological identities that our boy Klaus Schwab is always talking about.
And I totally agree with you that Apple Vision Pro is really only for the early adapter people, but it's their first foray into it, and it'll only get better and more sleek and cheaper and all this stuff. And it's a great opportunity for us to define our principles on this so we can take a stand against it if you wish. Now, so I'm grateful for this early warning sign that we can all take. Let me ask you this question. You say it's obvious, right? You're like, oh, the problems are obvious. I don't think they are. I mean, I know maybe to like a more conservative person they are, but to most people, they're not. Like I think most people are like, sure, let's slap this thing on my face. It'll be more convenient and things will be a little easier. And look how neat it is, right? And we'll just like go on with it. So I have like an immediate revulsion to it. Like and we were playing those clips on the side. I don't know if you saw them, like people walking around, like doing this in the air. And I'm like, what in the world is that? But I think most people see that and they're like, oh, I bet that's really cool. So what do you say to the people that don't have that instinctual like disgust of this technology?
I'm still trying to figure that out in many ways. But the argument I usually turn to is to look at the big picture. You know, all sorts of things are great in their immediate experience. You know, drugs are fantastic when you're on them. You know, loose sex is awesome until the, you know, the chickens come home to roost, so to speak. So, you know, when you look at the big picture of all of these technologies, from the most mundane to the most radical, you see a couple of different dynamics at play. The two that I try to focus on the most are that these corporations do not have your best interests at heart. These corporations, by and large, are set up to make money, even if that is to the detriment of their consumers. It shouldn't be that way, of course, and it's not always that way, but it's that way enough that people should view any product with tremendous suspicion, at least skepticism. The other one, you know, when you do look at the big picture, the kind of ideals that these tech companies are driving toward, that includes Apple, although they're much more reticent, but certainly Meta, OpenAI, Musk and all of his projects, Google and all of their projects, the key figures are intent on creating a world in which you have artificial general intelligence, AGI, or as I call it, artificial godlike intelligence. You have a mission on the part of pretty much all of them to find ways for human beings to interface with the supposedly superior being. And you know, it goes all the way down to, you know, total neurological and even genetic transformation of those humans who do stick around and remain relevant in this revolution. So whether you believe that ideal is achievable or not, it's really important to understand that that is the ideal, that is the worldview, that is the ultimate goal of all of this. And if it turns out to be some sort of half-baked version, some approximation of this ideal future, it's still, for I think most people, nightmarish. You know, to some extent, I think that that does shake some people awake. But, you know, the reality is that people are going to do what they're going to do, and most people are going to do what is convenient. Most people are going to do what they think is going to give them high social status. Most people are going to do what they think is cool, even boomers.
Yeah, that's true. All right, great points there. Let's focus on the worldview one you talked about, because we need to know who we're following. So interesting. You know, people think maybe they're just trying on a product or something, but it's, no, you're following a person. You're following people who have a specific worldview, who are selling you this product. That's who we need to be thinking of. So this transhumanism idea, what are they trying to replace God? Are they trying to be God? What are the spiritual ramifications of all of this?
You know, I immediately think of Tucker Carlson's recent interview at the World Governments Summit. I'm sorry for stammering over that. It used to be the World Government Summit for 7 years. Now they've changed it to World Governments Summit, but that's held in Dubai. Tucker Carlson being interviewed, and at the end of his interview, the very last statement he made was about the push for radical technology, because the World Government Summit is pretty much set up like the World Economic Forum as a booster for radical adoption of extreme tech. So he said he divides humanity into two different categories: those who believe in God, those who submit to a higher power, and those who believe that they are God. I think that that's a very, very astute observation. It's it misses one category, though, and that is those who want to create God. So just to take familiar examples from the big tech world, you've got Larry Page, who, according to Musk, and I think it's most likely accurate and not some sort of jab at his economic competitor. Larry Page, co-founder of Google, hopes that Google will lead to, and other tech projects like that, companies will lead to a kind of godlike AI, or at least superhuman AI, a kind of new species, what Max Tegmark calls Life 3.0, and that will be our successor, that humanity is a kind of a stepping stone or a biological bootloader for the ultimate software that will be the, you know, carry the torch of life and consciousness into the universe. Wow. You know, more, reasonable, you could say, that would be the post-humanist version, right? Like the goal is something post-human. The more reasonable or moderate version would be something like Elon Musk proposes. That would be much more in the transhuman category. So it's beyond human, but yet retains human characteristics. And so, you know, for Musk, facing a world in which he believes his competitors are creating God in silico, that the best possible outcome for humanity would be to create AIs that are friendly towards humans, that are helpful towards humans. But for a lowly human, how do you even keep up? Well, for Musk and for many others, the idea is that you merge the human brain with AI, and that the human race basically remains relevant by, you know, a kind of human AI symbiosis. And they envision a world in which there's going to be all sorts of AIs. You could think of it as kind of like a Romanesque or, you know, polytheistic sort of religious system in which all of these different companies have created AGIs or artificial godlike intelligences. And we are left pretty much to fend for ourselves as humans. One of the ways to do that would be to jab a trode into your brain and connect it to a friendly AI that will guide you through the universe, sort of like a guardian angel.
It sounds insane, but Neuralink just put their first computer chip inside of a human's brain a couple weeks back, so that's not insane at all. I'm so glad you're here, Joe, because I want people to think of this stuff, even if they can't articulate it. I want them to feel this stuff when they put on an Apple Vision Pro and are like, oh, cool, it looks like I'm watching a 100-foot screen. It's like, oh, that's not all you're doing. You're doing a lot more than that. You're setting yourself up for a lot more than that as we continue to follow these people into potentially civilizational decline. And I wanna go back to the opening clip from Elon Musk. My last question for you, Joe, because a lot of people will say, oh, Slater, Joe, you're overreacting. We read a quote earlier where Thomas Jefferson was lamenting the use of the horse over walking. And then, of course, people were against the car when that came out instead of the horse. And then people were afraid of trains when those were invented, right? So why is AI fundamentally different than other technological leaps that have occurred over the last, even just, let's say, 200 years?
You know, it's a spectrum. So, a very simple algorithm is much more like the horse, so to speak. It's something that can be an assistant, but also the more you rely on the algorithm, the less you rely on your brain. So now instead of horses, we have people, you know, rolling around Walmart in rascal scooters because they're, you know, too lazy to walk. So Thomas Jefferson was right, as was the ancient Greek myth in which Thoth is offering the king writing, and the king has a lot of misgivings because he says that if people learn to read and write, they will stop remembering, and he was correct. So with AI, with the very narrow AIs, it's much simpler. I guess it's much easier to justify their use. As they become much more complex, though, and as they become much more integrated into our lives, what I see as being the most immediate danger beyond any of these discussions of existential risk and human annihilation and all of that, what I see happening is that you have corporations in which those who are deploying these technologies benefit tremendously. Many of these people, in order to get to these positions, obviously have a tremendous self-discipline. And even if not, their handlers help them stay in control. So they're not going to fall weak in the same way that the average consumer will, that the masses will. And being here in the lowly masses, I would advise my fellow mass dwellers to consider what happens when you weaken yourself, when you become dependent on a technology to think. It's one thing to be dependent on a technology to walk. It's another to be dependent on that for thinking and for reasoning. Yes. And as we move into a world in which more and more you're going to have deep fakes, you're going to have digitally produced AI generated content, all these sorts of confusions, this digital delusion we're descending into, the one thing that is going to help defend you is your critical thinking skills. And to the extent you turn it over to an algorithm, well, then you are one dead battery away from being a moron. So I would say that that's probably the most immediate threat we face, is that human AI symbiosis will not be an equal partnership. It will be a parasitic relationship. We'll become sort of like the caterpillars who have been, who have had wasps, lay their seeds in us. And as the larvae take control, we will become less and less like the caterpillar and more like the wasp.
That's so perfectly done. Joe Allen, the book is Dark Aeon, Transhumanism and War, again, the War Against Humanity. Joe, great to talk to you, brother. Appreciate you.
Thank you very much, Mike.
Keep it up. Wow. What happens? It's one thing to outsource how we walk to an animal or to a car. It's another to outsource how we think. Whoa. Mike Slater, right here on the First TV. Spread the word.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.